Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I am Nara Birch, and today I wanted to talk about miscommunication, or just communication in general, but mostly about when it goes wrong. So, sorry if you hear my boyfriend, my fiance, sorry. He's my fiance now. He's like singing to our cat, even though I literally was just like, I'm going upstairs to record. And now he's just going, Baby Mo, which is what we sing to him. Off topic. Anyway, miscommunication. So, I'm sure all of you know the saying, every autistic person, if you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person. We are all completely different. However, there are four key areas where we are kind of alike. Oh, I hope I wasn't holding the microphone. Sorry, I'm recording on my phone right now and I don't know how to hold it correctly. But like four main areas where we all share something. Like it's like we struggle communication wise. There are other ones. I've sat through this presentation so many times that my mentor has given. I should know all of this by now. But let's just talk about communication. One of the main parts of autism for everyone is communication struggles, difficulties. I'm trying not to paint it in too much of a negative light because it's not always a negative thing, but it is a deficit area for us for sure. Okay, so me personally, as you can obviously hear, I am verbal. I always like to say this because I think it's such a important thing. Your ability to use your word, like your vocal cords to speak, has absolutely nothing to do with your level of intelligence, I don't like the functioning levels, but like your functioning levels, it has nothing to do with that. You can be nonverbal autistic and get a PhD and like be the smartest person in the world. Or you could be me, someone who's verbal and is a community college dropout. Like I just feel the need to clarify it because I feel like people think people who are nonverbal, that automatically means that they're not smart or they're not able to take care of themselves or they can't live in this world. And I really disagree with that. Back to me. Sorry. Processing. Verbal. I'm verbal. But like, there are times I go nonverbal. There are times, especially during meltdowns or burnout, where I am completely nonverbal. I cannot talk. I cannot make myself talk. It just won't happen. If I am able to talk, I'll repeat maybe the same word or phrase over and over and over again. Those are kind of where I stand communication-wise in terms of like my verbal abilities. But the thing about the miscommunication I want to talk about is specifically having to do with relationships. I was sitting downstairs with my fiance and we were talking about how we don't really fight. Like there are times where there are where we have miscommunications with each other, where, especially I can get very frustrated by that. But he is always very patient and he doesn't take it personally. And that's what's important. My ex-spouse, the autistic miscommunications were caused some of the worst fights, for sure. Like, some of the worst abuse was when I was trying to explain something to my spouse, and they didn't get it, and they didn't care to fucking take a second to think. They would get mad if I couldn't speak to them when they wanted me to speak. If I went nonverbal on them, that was a big problem, because why can't I speak? I could speak earlier. I just don't want to continue fighting, and that's why I'm pretending not to speak. Shit like that. It sucked. It fucking sucked. I hated it. But as it is right now, I am slowly processing through the abuse, just like everything else. But I still get incredibly defensive and frustrated and scared if I say something and like my fiance doesn't immediately understand what I'm saying. In my brain, I'm like, he's able to translate it so many other times. Like, I must have really fucked up. It triggers a very rapid and frustrated response. And luckily, he allows me to have a few moments where I can process things and try to explain it in a different way. But I get really frustrated, and that's one thing I'm trying to work on. And I think that's why I wanted to talk about it especially, is because there are a lot of parts of my autism where I'm like, fuck that. I don't need to change shit. Society needs to change. I don't need to fucking make eye contact with you. That's not my problem. If you have that big of an issue with it, that's your problem. Or, me stimming in public. Like, yeah, it makes people uncomfortable. Get over yourself. I'm not going to change that. That means I won't have a meltdown later. Great. I'll do it. I'm going to fucking rock in that store. But there are things that I do think I want. I know I want to work on, and things I know I can improve and should improve. And one of those has to do with not the miscommunication itself, because that's always going to happen. My brain doesn't operate in a way that a lot of the people I talk to operates, or the way that most people in this world it operates. I'm just different. Everything is wired differently. That's almost why I use like the word translate, because it's almost like another language. Autism is its own language, almost. I forgot what I was talking about. Shit. Okay. Work with me as I process this. Autism was its own language. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys are all shouting right now at your phone. Like, you were just talking about this. I love talking to my podcasters. I think it's fun. I do it a lot when I'm high. Miscommunication. Whatever. It's something I want to work on, and it's something I can work on. And I am right now, I don't know, I'm just trying to be more patient. If someone doesn't understand what I'm saying, I try to say it in a couple of different ways. And then the other one, and I think this is the one that I need society to work on. I notice that, like, not that my fiance needs to work on it, but like, if I am just struggling so much where I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't want to talk anymore. Like, I'm done with this sentence. Like, it doesn't matter what I just said. It doesn't matter what I'm trying to say. At this point, it's just getting me so frustrated that I just have to stop. And sometimes my fiance will just be like, no, keep trying. And like, I don't want to keep trying. There are times where I need to realize that I'm going to start punching myself in the head if I keep trying to say this sentence, and that's not worth it. Fun autistic moment where I hurt myself was yesterday. We went to Wendy's and we got a biggie bag each, and I ordered a double stack with no cheese and no mustard. And when we got it, they just had given us, like, there was nothing but bacon on every single burger we ordered. And I don't eat bacon because I'm a good Jew. And just, I punched myself a lot. Like, my arms are bruised. I was driving and having a meltdown at the same time, and it was just very frustrating. But yeah, I think I'm gonna end it there, because I completely forgot what I was talking about, and like, I'm just trying, you guys. Just remember, autistics out there, that you are beautiful, and your autism is valid, and your techniques that you use to help yourself, unless they're like super, super hurting, like banging your head in the wall. Oh, God, I know it feels good in the moment, but later you'll regret it. But like, just know that you are who you are, and that's wonderful. And just continue to be who you are. And for anybody out there who does communicate with autistics on a normal, a daily basis, just be fucking patient, man. There's a lot of shit going on in our brain. Let us sort through it. Something I do remember from that PowerPoint presentation is the pregnant pause, where you're just like the one that my mentor used to give, that I sat in on like every week, and I should have memorized at this point, but I didn't. Just you want to just, for anyone who doesn't know what a pregnant pause is, it's a pause, you're waiting so long that it starts to feel uncomfortable. Like a woman who's like 9 months pregnant and she's just waiting to give birth and she's just so uncomfortable and she has to wait a little bit more. So that's where that comes from. But like, just let us process. Let us have a second. Sometimes it helps me to write things out. Like if I'm really nonverbal or if I'm having a lot of trouble communicating, I do much better if I can type something or if I can write it out rather than make myself speak it. So I always have like a notebook around me. So that's another good tip if you're maybe trying to help your autistic or your autistic self. Just try to work a little bit better on how to communicate with the humans and the world around us. Thank you for listening. Check my social medias out, which is like the Fuck You Up Fairy on Instagram. Oh, I also offer trainings about anything you want. I can come and talk about anything, and I can answer questions, and I can just have a conversation with you and whatever group of people you think should talk to a real life autistic. Thank you guys so much. I love you, and I will talk to you later. Bye.